Okay, today is Daf Samach. I say it's actually Chag HaPesach today, but next week is Chag HaMatzos. But today is Daf Samach. Lord, today's Daf was Zeicha Nishmas, my great-grandfather, Harav Shmuel ben Harav David, who was killed on Kiddush Hashem, baking matzos in Erev Pesach, Shamar Shav and Aliyah. We are on the last couple words on the Testament phase, that's the citation to the Mishnah, to the Brisa. The Brisa had mentioned that even a woman who was divorced from her husband, and he can no longer force her to nurse the, she's no longer obligated to nurse the son based on her, you know, her wifely duties. Nevertheless, im haya makira, if the baby recognizes her, she is obligated to nurse him, to nurse the baby, and the husband will pay her. Because there's an issue of health, there's an issue to be careful with the baby specifically wants to be nursed by this woman. Okay, so we begin. So ad kama. So until when do we say that the tinok has to nurse because he recognizes his mother and he won't nurse from anybody else, and that until what age do we say that then she's obligated to nurse, you know, with remuneration? So Amarava, Amar of Yiri Biraba, Amarav, when does that start basically? When does this recognition begin? So Amarava, Amar of Yiri Biraba, Amarav, Shlosha Chadashim. After 3 months, the baby begins to recognize the mother. But less than that, the baby not gonna recognize. Shmuel Amar Shloshim Yom. Shmuel says 30 days. After 30 days. Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says 50 days. So almost 2 months. So Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, halachik Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Shimon Rabbi Yochanan, that the age when the baby begins to recognize the mother for nursing purposes is 50 days. So Gemara asks, Bishlama, Rav, I understand Rav, who says 3 months, and Rabbi Yochanan says 50 days. Kol chad v'chad ki charfei. Each tinok, it's between 50 days and 3 months. That's a time that physically, I guess, a baby can recognize the parents. El Shmuel, but Shmuel says from 30 days. Ki hai gad nami mishkachas lo. Is it possible that a baby recognizes the mother after 30 days? Based on saying that's too soon. So that's too soon. So the Gemara says,
he won't go to anybody else after that.
Right, that's what the assumption is. Won't go to anybody else. Listen, Moshe Rabbeinu won't go to anybody else. So he was old, a couple days old.
No, he was
3 months. 3 months. Right. So Kiyasa Rami Bar Yecheskel. So when Rami Bar Yecheskel came, I guess Amar, he said, Lo titzisinu lohani klali dechayel Yehuda achi mishmei deshmuel. And also, he says, don't listen to the memras that, or the halachos, that my brother Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. So basically, there are girsos. We have a girso above that says Shmuel Amar. There are girsos that say that is Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. But nevertheless, so this Rami Bar Yechezkel is saying that Yehuda, my brother, was one who mentioned that Shmuel said 30 days. Don't listen to him, because rather Hachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel didn't give an actual time frame. He just said Hachi Amar Shmuel calls man shemakira. Each baby is an individual basis. When you can tell that the baby recognizes the mother, from that moment on, she's obligated to continue nursing the baby, even if she's divorced. But if they're divorced, then she gets paid for it. But anything where the baby doesn't recognize it, you can pass her on to a wet nurse or to somebody else. So now the Gemara is going to bring a case of how Shmuel checked as to whether or not the baby recognizes the mother. So the Gemara says, "Hi, there's this one woman. Basically, you see that it's a grusha. There's one divorced woman. The asoy lekamei de Shmuel. She came before Shmuel, and she no longer wanted to nurse the baby. So Amr Lay, so Shmuel says, that's why he says it has to be a divorced woman, because if she's married, then she has an obligation towards her husband. So it must be a divorced woman. So Amr Lay, so Shmuel says to Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, Zil Budka, let's go check it out. Maybe the baby recognizes her, and she still has to nurse. So Azil Osva Vidari Dinashi, basically made a lineup. She, Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, put the mother in a row of women, with other women, who made the lineup. What? Vishakle livra kamahardle alayu, and took the baby and passed the baby between the amongst the women. So ki mata ligaba.
You mean to nurse? The others ate the whole.
I don't. Doesn't say the nurse.
What does
it mean? What does he say there? It doesn't say the nurse.
Yeah, place him into each woman's lap.
Right. So Rashi says, Hoshiva b'shura shel nashrim. It just passed along. They recognized the mother. So kimata ligaba, when it got to this woman, havas kamasve la'apa. I guess it started looking at Rashi's masve was mabit, and he started looking lovingly and longingly to this woman. Meaning he recognized her. So kivashtani le'enamine. So the woman tried to hide her face, started to cover her eyes so the baby wouldn't see her. So Amar Leh, so Rav Dima Yos says to her, Nitof einayich, open your eyes, I guess, kum deribrech, and get up, because this is the son, this is your child, and you have to nurse him.
So obviously back then they weren't wearing burqas, if the baby recognized the mother's face.
Good deal.
Right?
Good deal.
Good
deal. Okay. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Suma mino yada. From the Suma, let's say the baby's blind, how is the baby going to know, how is the baby going to recognize? So Rav Ashi, the blind person, their other senses kick in. It's berechel b'taima. This probably you have to do with the nursing itself, because it says with the smell and with the taste. So maybe recognizes the taste. So that would be more than just passing along.
How's the voice?
The Gemara says, it's berechel b'taima.
What
do I think of that? I think I'm going with that. Rav Ashi says berechel b'taima. I don't know. Now the Rishonim mentioned the voice. Okay. Next,
I'm Rav Yossi,
the voice. So you're in rare form this morning.
I said I had no coffee today.
So. Okay. Tanarabanan. We learned in the Braisa. Yonek Tinok. Basically, I can learn for how long is it appropriate or correct to nurse a baby? When should you stop? Once you stop nursing, at what age? So Tana Rabbanan, Yonek Tinok V'Holech Ad Esrim V'Arba Chodesh. 2 years, 24 months is the amount of time you should nurse a baby. Mikan V'Elech, for 24 months and above and beyond, it's Kiyonek Sheketz. It's as if you're giving the baby something disgusting, something Meshukatz. Right? So Rashi says, Kiyonek Sheketz, Kilu Yonik Dover Mishukatz, which seems to be that it's not an Isser de Rabbanan. Not an Isser de Raisa, just being an Isser de Rabbanan that Yonik Sheketz. The Ritva seems to indicate that it's an Isser de Raisa. Right, where is that Ritva? Right, Kiyonik Sheketz. He says, Kasaka Daita to Sheketz Mamishkamar, like a real Sheketz. Klomar to Ika Isur de Oraisa. It's 25, after 24 months, it's an Isur de Oraisa. But if that's the case, if it's an Isur de Oraisa, so how can you nurse beforehand? Vahadish Shari Tokhav Dal Chodesh, Vipnesh Stam Kinok Musukhanet Sulchalav. It's Musakana, not to feed the baby. They didn't have a formula back then. So it's a Sakana, but he says it's a Shekhets, it's Isur de Oraisa. It seems to be a problem though, because we're going to have a Braisa soon. It's to say that the milk of a woman is not treif. It's totally kosher. Right.
Oh, that's it. So, did Avram nurse till three?
Right.
So what happened to that?
Was that two? Before or after? Matan Torah. Okay. I think it's more a problem with the one who says an Issa de Rabbanan, because if it's Issa de Raisa, I can always answer. Oh, it wasn't Issa de Raisa at that time. But say it's a Dover Meshukas, it's Mid de Rabbanan, then it's even more, then he didn't recognize that it was disgusting. In a Hanami. Okay. So 24 months. That's Divri Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Shua Omer. Rabbi Shua says, nope. Afilu arba v'chameshanim. You go 4 or 5 years, no matter what. You can go four or five. Why 4 or 5? Why not just say up to 5? Why 4 or 5? But he says, perish la'achar esrim arba chodesh v'chazer kiyonik sheket. He says, no. What's the 24 month period? If you stop nursing after 24 months. And then you want to try to continue afterwards, and you stop for a certain amount of time. We'll see how long that is. And then you want to continue. Then it's kiyonik sheketz. But he says, but if you do continuously 4 or 5 years, no problem. Avraham must have held like yes. Rabbi Yeshua. So Amamar. So now the quote was said in the Brisa. Rabbi Eliezer said in the Brisa, Mikan ve'elech kiyonik sheketz. From here and going forward, it's kiyonik sheketz. Gemara asks, wait a second, I have a problem because we're going to bring down a Brisa that's going to indicate that. You know, the mother's milk is not usher at all. Basically, we have an idea that kol ha-yotzim in a tame. So that's why, like, pig's milk is usher, camel milk is usher, cow's milk is mutter. So what's the story with human milk? So, Urimini. Yochalei chalav. I think it should be chalav right here. Chalav mahalchei shtayim. The milk of somebody who walks on two legs, which would be the of a woman, right? Tamei. Then it would be tamei in usher to eat. Vidinhu. And it's, we should be learned from a kavach omer. Uma behema. We have a behema. Here's a behema tamei. Shehi kalta b'maga'a. That it's not tamei b'maga. There's no way that when a behemoth is alive, even if it's a tamei, that it can be metamei once when it's alive. When it's dead, you have nevelishes. But when it's alive, there's nothing that a behemoth could do. And no, it's never tamei b'maga. But nevertheless, hechmarta b'chalava, nevertheless, its milk is usser. Adam, when it comes to a person, shehechmarta b'mago, there's plenty of times when a human touch can be metamei somebody. You have zav, zava, nida, all those cases where stuff that's flowing out of the body, and therefore by touching the human body, it will become tamei. So there, eino din shetachmir b'chalavo. So we should definitely be more machmir and say that the milk would be usser. So Talmud Lomar, therefore the pasuk says, this is when the Torah is talking about the gamal. It says that the gamal is usser. He says, achet zel lo tochlu mimalei hageira mifarse paparsa es hagamal ki malei geira hu. Who parsa ainu mafris tamehu lachem. It says the word who there. I'm not sure which one it's talking about. It says gamal kamalei geira hu. They learn from the extra word who, that hu tameh, that it is tameh, ve'ein chalev mehalchei shtayim tameh elator. But the milk of the animal who works on two, which I don't want to say a person, but the mahalchei shtayim is ela tahor, it's tahor. So the Gemara continues, yochol otzi es hachalav she'enu shavu b'kol. Maybe I'll say that the milk of a woman should. Maybe I'll say that only the milk of the woman, the milk of a human, is going to be mutter. She'enu shavu b'kol, because the milk, the idea of milk, it's not usher across the board when it comes to in the animal kingdom. Behema tahora, the milk is tahor. The behema tamei, it's tamei. So okay, so I'll have a kula, and I'll say that the milk of the woman would be fine. But the lo otzi es adam. But I'll say the blood of a human would also be should be usher. The blood of a person should be usher. Shushav v'kol, because all blood is usher. So it's across the board. It's usher. We'll bring it across to humans as well. Tamei lomar who comes to tell me that who, that only who tamei. The milk of the behema tameya is tamei, the eindam ahachishtayim tamei, but the blood of humans is not tamei, alatar, or rather it's tar, that you can eat it. But Amar Rav Sheshes, afilu mitzvah prisha einbo. There's no derabbanan, either any issue derabbanan when it comes to the milk or the blood of a human. Bottom line is, before we get to the sense of the brisa, but the brisa itself is a question of Rabbi Lezer, who said that if you nurse after 24 months, it's kayonik sheket. What do you mean it's sheket? It's totally mutter. It's totally fine. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, no, we have to explain what the brisa means. It says, lo kasha. Ha, the brisa that says that the milk of the woman is mutter, that's the parish. That's when it's already separated from the body of the woman. I guess it's in a kli. She expresses that's mutter. That's even mutter midirabbanan. But ha, the low parish, the brisa that says that it's usher after 24 months. That's shalo parish. That's actually nursing after 24 months. He's gonna say that's davar meshukat. That's something disgusting. But up to 24 months, I guess we can say what the ritva says, that you have to do the nursing that way because of sakana. Then the blood, it's the opposite. We flip it around, whether it's porish or not porish, by the blood. When it is porish, it's usher. When it's not porish, it's mutter. Ditanya, kidisanya, dam sha'al gabe kikar. You look and you see blood, I guess assuming that's blood from your mouth, it's on the loaf of bread. So you can't just eat it sam, it's already been expressed, it's out of the body. So goro, you scrape it off, ochlo, and then you eat the bread without the dam. But, shavena shinayim, but blood that's in your mouth, it's in your mouth, it never came out. Most so, you can, you know, whatever. Do matzitza on it, and you can swallow it. And there's no isser because it hasn't come out of your mouth. That's what I say. If you have a blood in your mouth, it's not a problem. There's a shayla. What happens if there's blood in your finger and you cut yourself and right away go like that? So some say it's not a problem either because it never got expressed. It never really was shown or seen. Bottom line is, I mean, that happens all the time. Someone cuts it, you put your finger in your mouth and do that. I remember my brother yelling at me about doing that once. But I think see that it may not be an issue. The Ritva brings down here that we're talking about blood and we're talking about the milk. What about human flesh? Not that we want to be cannibals. What about human flesh? Is human flesh usher? So he brings down that He brings up another nusach in another gears in our brice from the Torah's Kohanim from the Medrash in Parsha Shemini that says Yochel Yeh Basar Mahalchish Dayim Tameh. You would think that the meat of a human would be Tameh V'Dinhu when you be Kavachomer. So Tameh Lomer Achad Zeh Tameh V'Ein Basar Mahalchish Dayim Tameh. Zeh Tameh. This meat is Tameh, but the Basar Mahalchish Dayim is not Tameh Elo Tahor. That would be Tahor. And he says that you can learn out all the bases from this Torah's Kohanim. You learn out blood, you learn out milk, and you learn out meat. Or if not, that we should go ahead and start eating meat. There are other Yisurim also. When did you do it?
In the
Bela or Yisha? I don't know. If you rip it off the human body, then you probably have a problem. Even a chai. The human body is dead, and you're stuck somewhere, and you want to eat it. Maybe there's a smach to. What was that story with the Chilean soccer team that got stuck in the Andes?
Right.
They ate each other. They didn't admit it for many years, but that's what ended up happening.
It's
to a point. I understand. I'm saying it's mutter.
You're not doing it by choice.
Correct.
You're only at the restaurant.
Correct. So, Amar.
By the way, Obadiah has a tshuva where he talks about people that bite their nails.
Right.
And if you swallow it.
Right. Is that a problem?
Inadvertently, or even you're chai for.
Even in a chai?
In nail. Or no.
Right, but what if it feels other than before to this is not a problem?
It's something.
But a nail?
But it's also attached to you.
But it's not busser, it's not flesh.
Yeah, but you throw it out anyway.
What about if you pull a piece of hair?
And then we'll eat it?
And yeah, people discuss and do plenty of things.
Right.
I don't know. No, here, so he has a tube, so the nails. Nails, you have a violation of this.
I think that he's throwing the cuticles.
Oh, maybe. Okay. Listen, those who bite nails are what they have the bigger problem in Shabbos.
I know. Trust me.
Okay. So Amar Mar, so we could quote what we said before, Rabbi Shua Omer, Afilu Arba V'Chamesh Shanim. You can go even 4 or 5 years. Oh, wait a second, Hatanya, we learned a Bryce that Rabbi Shua says a different time frame. Rabbi Shua Omer, Afilu Chavila Soa Kasefa. Even if you guys walking around with the kids walking with his knapsack on the way to school. So Mar says no, Idividi Chachiru. That's the same age, 4 or 5. Rav Yosef says the halach of Rabbi Yeshua, the halach of Rabbi Yeshua, that you can continue nursing a child even up to the ages of 4 or 5, so long as you have not stopped in between. So now that we brought down Rav Yosef, who states the halach, we're going to bring on a few more cases where Rav Yosef states, well, there's a statement, Rav Yosef says the halach follows somebody. Tanya, this is a pretty interesting case. Tanya, Rabbi Marinus would say, Goneach yonig chalav b'shabbos. A goneach. Somebody, Rashi says, somebody who has heart pains. He gives a quote over there. I'm not sure if it's, I don't think it's a heart attack, because Tosos points out, if you're having a heart attack and there's a mamash sakana, you can do anything you want on Shabbos in order to save a life. So see if somebody's having, maybe it's heartburn or something like that. So goneach yonig chalav b'shabbos. It can nurse directly from the, from the goat. On Shabbos. Yonek chalav b'Shabbos. My time. Wow, what's the problem? You have a problem with mefarik here, though. Not allowed to express milk on Shabbos. It's mefarik. So my time. Yonek mefarik. Yonek is mefarik. What mefarik is like, I think there are 5 sheetahs in Rishon, and Rashi says it's told of dash. You have a problem with mefarik, and you're doing it kalachar yad. And you're not doing the regular way. Usually you mefarik, you express milk with your hands. You're doing kalachar yad here with a shinui, and therefore it's only an issa de rabbanon, and in mekotim b'makom tzara, and here you have the tzar. Can't just be meches ba'alma. It has to be something real, real tzar to get to the level. You have a cholish yeshmos sakana, cholish emos sakana. This must be someone who has some sort of a chola. Mekam tzara lo gaz rabbanon. There's no gzeri here, and then that you can do it. The whole problem with milking cows on Shabbos in Israel, the whole process of what to do is that you can't milk it, so you can't do it.
But I thought they do it because it's
the same. So they do it now. They do it li'ivud. They'll either do the Ivud, they'll express it onto the ground, or they have these machines that do it all now. It's also an issue for a woman who's nursing and her baby's not there, and she has to express milk. So what do? You can't. So she has to express like either to the ground, or you put dirt in a pot, and then she expresses the milk into the pot. So you do it the Ivud because you have a problem of mefarik. So Amar Rav Yosi.
Did you have a practice back then to nurse from a goat?
That was the practice was probably to drink goat's milk. For this pain, but since this is on Shabbos, he's got to figure out a way to get the goat's milk, and that's the way they would do it because it'd be klachar yad.
So sucking it directly from the goat when the milk is still hot heals his condition.
Okay. Where does he get it from? Who's he quote for that?
Rashi.
Rashi does not say that.
You're a little skeptical, aren't you?
No, that's the that's the medication over there.
Yeah.
But I'm just questioning where does Rashi say that?
Lesson 21.
Rashi just says Yoni Chalav. Remember, we're being recorded. Mishum Refua. Refua. So Chalav is. Rashi just says the Refua is the milk. He doesn't mention the heat, but he says that the Ran says it. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef. Machlokas aren't called Rashi. We'd have to pass like Rashi, but quotes the Ran. Okay. So Amar Rav Yosef Halacha Rabbi Marinos. Rav Yosef says the Halacha is like Rabbi Marinos. Whether or not we pass in that Halacha, it's a Machlokas we show him. Tanya. The next case. Nachum Ish Galya Omer. Nachum Ish Galya said Sinor Shalubo Kashkashim. You have this sort of gutter, I guess, this type of gutter on the side of the house that would bring the water down the side of the house that got backed up, stuffed up with all this grass and stuff, and it's preventing the water from going from flowing down the roof, and the water is going into the house, right? Okay, so Mimachon Biraglo, you can sort of kick out the dirt with your feet. Bitsina, but only in Sina when no one else has seen you, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, in order so you can continue to get the flow of water to continue so it doesn't go into your house, because you have a makom hefsed over here. So you do it, it's a makom hefsed, you do melacha de rabbanon, bitsina. Ooh, we got a problem over here. Why only bitsina? Don't we say that if you can't do something, there's a maris ayin issue, right? Even b'chad v'chadar, you can't do it. What?
Because of the maris ayin issue.
Yeah, so the halacha is that anything that's asim mishum maris ayin, it's either asim or b'chad v'chadar. So why does bitsina make a difference? Yes.
You got wet walking to shore.
Yeah.
You can't put your clothes. You can't put your thing outside.
Right.
But you can dry it off inside.
No.
There you go. Yeah.
You can't hang. You can't hang it out in the sun. You can dry it inside.
That's exactly it.
No, but here's not doing. But here's what sin means, that no one sees you.
That's what sin is.
No, but in your case, you weren't doing anything that has a problem with Maris Ayin. Hanging it over a chair is not a problem. You can't.
Leaving my thing outside on the hanger is Maris Ayin.
Even in the privacy of your own home, it's a problem. You can't do it.
I'm not doing it in the privacy.
No, you're not.
Hanging a sheet off because you got wet?
Out in the sun to dry?
Inside, because it's sinner.
So that's not the definition of sinner. Sinner means when no one sees it. Inside your house, you're not doing anything that's a malacha. That looks like a malacha. If you're putting it over your chair.
There's nothing wrong with leaving something out to dry.
Yes, it is.
The problem is leaving it outside to dry, outside to dry.
But leaving it inside does not create create a Maris Ayin issue. Leaving it outside creates a Maris Ayin issue, whether it's in public or whether it's in private, in the backyard of your own house. You may not leave it outside. That's what sinner means.
It's because of Maris Ayin.
Exactly. So what here you're doing it but sinner.
Oh, and he's saying, and it's no good.
Right, and he's saying it's fine. He's saying it's fine, but why should it be fine? You're outside in your chatzer. No one can see you, but you're still outside. It's not my question. All the Rishonim asked that question. Yes, it is Bitsina.
It would be in my house.
No, it's not. Bitsina means when no one sees you.
Somebody goes by my backyard. Let's go back to the sheet again.
Yeah.
In a backyard, with nobody seeing it, it's probably winter.
Outside?
Yeah.
No. Because if it's Asur Mishum Maris Ayin in public, then you're not allowed to do it B'chad V'chadarim either. You're not allowed to do it. You have a Maris Ayin does not distinguish between outside and inside. That's the facts. Look at Tosos. Tosos says, "Machem Ragam Sinu Shabbos." V'ha Amar, but don't we know? Kol Mokum Sheasru Chacham Bnei Maris Ayin, Afil Bechadri Chadarim Aser. Now I do it. Ritva says he goes even. So Tosos gives an answer.
What's the answer?
The Ritva. If we read Tosos in a second, oh, you want to know the answer? Okay. So Ritva, the Ritva says it must be going according to Mandam, who says that's not true. But Tosos has a different huge chiddush. Tosos' chiddush is when do we say that? Hainu dafka be'isr melacha d'oraisa. The only time you would say that if the chadri chadarim is also usr, is if the melacha that they think you're doing is a melacha d'oraisa. But if they think the melacha that you're doing is a melacha d'rabbanon, then that bitsina you can do.
We hold like that.
What?
We hold like that.
We hold like that like by a lot. I forgot where it is. It's
what do they think you're doing?
Right. See, right. Look at. Let's continue. Look here. Hayo dafka b'isr melacha d'oraisa. Kamo shetochein b'chama aval lo keneged ha'am. You can't do that. She'im yiru. If they see you, yisvru shekavzom b'Shabbos. They'll think you washed it on Shabbos. That's a melacha d'oraisa. So that you can't do. So just to hang your thing out, it looks. What do they think you have done? They think you have done a melacha d'oraisa. So you can't do that in public, you can't do that in private. But here, what's the issue over here? The issue over here is klachar yad. Even if they see you doing what you're doing, they're only going to suspect you of a malacha de rabbanon. is only going to suspect you of a malacha of the Rabbanan, then Sinra, you don't have a problem with Maariv Zayin. That's what Tosos says. I think I saw somewhere, or remember somewhere, that there's a the Rav Ma in Yoredeya talks about having almond milk with your chicken. Talks about having almond milk in your chicken. And he says you can have it, but he says having the chicken with regular milk that's living on your table. That's a problem. It's a problem with Maariv Zayin. So women parts of Maariv Zayin, even by the problem across the board. So I saw, I don't remember who said it. He says no. The Rav Ma is talking about a case where it's inside. So what would happen, even if somebody saw you outside eating the chicken, it would only be eating the almond milk with the chicken, it's only doing an issur d'rabbanan. And then Bitzinah, he says, it's mutter, you wouldn't have to have that the hecker. That's what it comes to the issue of Maariv Zayin. So, let's just read it again. Tanya Nachum is Galya Omer, Tzinor she'olivo kashkashim, v'yamakam v'ragal Bitzinah v'shabas, v'eino choshesh. You know choshesh for the issur d'rabbanan? My time and why? Misakin ka achar yadu, because you're metakin ka achar yad. This because it's a din d'rabbanan. So this, u'bamakam seid, and there's a makam seid over here, lo gozer b'rabbanan. So the issue, this comes up, halach l'mais, also on Shabbos with clogged sinks and clogged toilets. Can you plunge a toilet on Shabbos? Right? Is it allowed to do that? Because there's a problem here of so the covenant brios would apply. It could probably does apply, but if there is another toilet, let's say it's only upstairs, and you have two or three more in this neighborhood, you have 18 toilets in the rest throughout the rest of the house. Can you plunge that one toilet? So there's a machlokas. So there those say that. I think maybe Raza said it, that at least with the sink, derech tashmisho b'kach, it's not a big deal. Is it still, does it lose its definition of a sink or a toilet? And maybe this difference between a sink and a toilet because it's plunged? Or does that, maybe it's just like a cap on a bottle. You have to unscrew it.
Plunging.
What?
It's easier
to plunge it. Tikkun mode. It doesn't work, and now you're fixing it.
Bone it.
Well, Rabiri, I think, said you are, because he has his derech tashmisho.
Yeah.
He's derech tashmisho on that. Okay. What?
What's
Kavod HaBrios? Kavod HaBrios is, but depends.
I mean,
if there's nobody there.
Shul's no question about it.
Okay, we don't have that many. All right. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Halacha k'nachum ishgalya. He says, Halacha k'palas r'dachum ishgalya. Okay, next. We're going back to the Brisa that talked about how long you can nurse. Right? And there Rav Yeshua said that the shear that you're mutter to nurse is 4 or 5 years, but if you stopped, then you can't. If you stop after 24 months, then you can't, and then you go back, that's kiyonik shekets. That's like kiyonik shekets, v'kama, how long of a stop counts as a stop. Amar Rav Yehuda, Baruch Aviva, Amar Shmuel, Shloshi Yomim, 3 days. If you stop for 3 days in a row, after 24 months, that's just as if you stopped, and you should not go back to nursing. Ika to Amri, there are those say that it wasn't, Ika to Amri, Tani Rav Yehuda, Baruch Aviva, Kamed Shmuel, that he learned, not that he, said in the name of Shmuel, we said it before Shmuel, Shlosha Yamim. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, Meinekes Shemez Vaila, the nursing woman whose husband died, Bitoch Esmim Ba'arba Chodesh, within the 24 months of the birth of the child, Harezel Lotis Arez Velotinase, she should not be betrothed, she should not get married at all, Ad Esmim Ba'arba Chodesh, until 24 months from the birth of the child has passed. Rashi says, Shema Tisaber, maybe she'll get pregnant from somebody, the new husband, Vititztarech Ligamalas Banan, Ligmalas Banan, she'll wean her younger child, Ubal Ze Enu Aviv, she can obey to the Mechalav. She'll wean this child because she's got pregnant, and this new husband doesn't care about this child because it's not his child, and he won't buy him any food. Hey, Divrei Rabbi Meir, those are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Ma'ati Rishwamas Archodesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, it's 18 months. That's time. Because that's enough time to, we can wean the child safely after 18 months. Amar Rabbi Nosson Bar Yosef, Hein Hein Divrei Beis Shammai, Hein Hein Divrei Beis Hillel. The machlokas that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir have, the same machlokas in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Shev Beis Shammai Omrim, you have to wait 24 months, and Beis Hillel say you have to wait 18 months, like Rabbi Yehuda. And Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Ani Achria means I'll make a compromise between the two. The Divrei HaOmer Esrim V'Arba Chodesh, the one who says 24 months, Muteres Inasav Esrim V'Echad Chodesh, really 21 months. Divrei Omer Shmonas Chodesh, Muteres Inasav Chamisha Chodesh, it's even 15 months. Why? Lefish Ein HaChalav Ne'ekar Ela Achar Shlosha Chodeshim. Even if she gets pregnant, the milk is not going to stop, according to their medicine, the milk won't stop for 3 months. So after she can do it after 50 months or after 18 months because she already have, I guess she has the 3 months. After 15 months or after 8 or after 21 months, she still has a 3 month sort of buffer zone that the milk will still be there. Amar Ula, halacha k Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that you have to wait 18 months. Of Amar Mar Ukva, li hiti Rabbi Chanina laseis la'acha chamisha asar chodesh. Mar Ukva says that Rabbi Chanina let li hitir. I guess doesn't mean him. I mean that he. I guess I was by him when he passed that Alamana could get married after 15 months. So another interesting case. Arise de Abaye. Arise is usually a sharecropper. Yeah. I don't know. A worker, one of Abaye's workers, I guess. Arise de Abaye, Asla Kamei, came before Abaye, Amra Le, and the Aris said to Abaye, Mahu Le Ares Bechamisha Sar Chodesh. Can I, you will get engaged to this Almana? It's only 15 months after, you know, the baby was born. It's only 15 months post the birth of her baby from her previous husband. So Amr Leh, so Abaye says to the Aris, yeah, he's going to say it's mutter, he's going to give a whole bunch of reasons. Chada, number one, you have a machlokas, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha goes like Rabbi Yehuda. That's interesting, even though Rabbi Yehuda says 18 months, and it's just a peiris of Rabbi Yehuda says 15 months, but he's using that as the logic. He goes, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. But oh, number one, it's a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. It's a machlokas between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Again, Beis Hillel says 18 months, and here they're asking 15 months, so I'm not sure exactly how that goes. It's Beis Hillel in accordance with Rav Shimon Gamliel's explanation. That more, it's not straight Beis Hillel.
Right, so it wouldn't be anyway 15, it would be 60 months, because you have to wait a month after your heiress, and you wait a month after a maris, if you engage to a mano or a grusha, it's not, you don't give her a year, you give her a month, so it's more than 15 months.
What do you mean?
If you get engaged for 15 months...
It's 15 months after the birth of the baby.
Right, but then once you get engaged, you don't get married, you wait a month before the nisuin.
So because of what they're handing over, because of what the halacha says, you have to give them...
You have to give a month.
Right, that's an outside time. That's the
But they wouldn't get married for a month, in theory.
But theoretically they could, if they wanted to. Okay. But I hear you.
It's not 3 months, only 1 month. She's obviously either a man or a grusha.
Right. She's not a psula. She had a baby. Okay, so I recently by also the carbon by Amalei Mahu, the Ares with Hamishas, the Cholish Amalei Chad, the Rav Meir, Rabbi Huda, Lachar, Rabbi Huda, the Ode, Beisham, Beis Hillel, Lachar, Beis Hillel, the Amar Ula, and Ula also said, Halach, Rabbi Huda. So therefore, and number again, the Amar Mar Ukva, Lihi, Dir, Bechina, Lassis, Lachar, Hamishas, Chodesh. So Kolsh came to At, Lei, Ras. Of all these cases, you can also get, you just talking about getting engaged. They were talking about marriage, you're getting engaged, no problem. So Ki Asa the Kamei Rav Yosef. So when Abaye got to Rav Yosef, who was his Rebbe, and he told him what happened. So Amar Leh, Rav Yosef says, you're wrong. Ravu Shmuel, the Amri Tarvayu, Ravu Shmuel Bo said, Tzricha Lahamtin Esrim Va'arba Chodesh. They have to wait 24 months. Chutz Mi Yom Shenolad Bo, Chutz Mi Yom Shenis Arsabo. 24 months minus 2 days. They have to wait. So he said that's not, which is interesting because now he's passing like Beis Shammai. So that's strange also. But he said, Abaye, you had all those riots, but you were wrong. Rav Shmuel both said, Allah is not like that. Allah is 24 months. So Abaye got all upset. So Roy Basri Tlus of Parse, he chased after the Aris for three parsos of Amrle Parse Bechala. Some say he ran after him in the sand, which is much harder to travel, below Adriche, but he wasn't able to catch up to him. So essentially, I guess this guy got married to a almana, you know, in accordance with the psak of Abaye, even though Rav Yossi told him Abaye that that was the wrong psak. So Amar Abaye, because of this, Abaye said, this is a proof and case in point of what was the Amar Rabban, that Rabban said, that afilu beyasav bikuscha, even an egg in kutach, which is this, you know, that was that sour milk type dip, which is kutach abavli, which in Yom HaYoma is talking about Maseches Pesachim, it's chametz, right? Kutcha, the kutcha, lo lishrei inish b'makom rabbi. You can't paskin and say it's mutter in the makom of your Rebbe. So Tosfos says, wait a second. An egg in a dip, Amoritz can answer that. What is that's not the shayla. So he brings down the parish of the Aruch, that's a different shayla. He says, Mefarish ba'aruch, the lav is stam beitzimayri, not regular eggs. The ein lecha Amoritz lo yodah shehem utaris b'chalav. And never every Amoritz knows that an egg can be eaten with milk. Right? Ella, we're talking about Beshochei Tarnagolis and Matzah Beitzim. We have to have a real Shaila. You shech the chicken and you find the eggs inside, fully formed eggs inside. Shemutu L'Ochla M'Challah. That you can eat B'Challah because maybe we could say that it's really still milk, it's still part of the meat of the chicken. So that's the Shaila. But just to say eggs in a milk dip, those who Aruch says, any Amaritz knows the answer. I'm glad to know that at least I rise to the level of Amaritz according to the Aruch. So all right. So Amar Abaye, Hay Milos the Rabban, I feel it based on the cooked the Lishri Inish B'Mokum Rabbe Lo Mishum the Mechzik Af Kerusa. Not because it's chutzpah to in these cases to Paskin El Mishum the Lo Mistaya Milos LaMemra. Because you're just not going to have siyata d'shmaya to paskin correctly, because you're doing it, you're more halacha with the rabbi, I guess, over here, with sukkah, a more halacha with the rabbi. The ha'anon ha'vagamirle laha the rabbi Shmuel. I knew what rabbi Shmuel said. I knew, I learned it, I knew that. Right? Nevertheless, I didn't have siyata d'shmaya to actually, to pull it out of my repertoire when the shayla came to me. Okay. Tanur Amanon, learn in a brisa. Basically, even though we know that an amana is usher to, is an amana is usher to get married, I guess, to 24 months after the birth of the child, nasna binon lemenekes, if she gives her child to a wet nurse, to nurse, o gimilatu, or she weaned him off of nursing, o mace, or the child died, muterusli nasna miyad, then she's allowed to get married right away. Right, miyad doesn't mean miyad after her husband died, because when her husband dies, you still have the problem. That's your question. You have havchana. You still have to wait a certain amount of time to distinguish whether the baby would be from the first husband or the second husband. But miyad would go here. Miyad here would probably go on the weaning Right, you can't say mace means the husband. I'm saying mace means the child, not
the 24 months.
Right, not to wait 24 months. But Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei, Rav Yeshua, Sarf Lemevin, Uvdikai, Masnisa. They wanted to paskin Halacha Lemaisa like this memra. So Amra Luhuas, he safta, but this one old woman in Shul said to them, Didi Hava Uvda, this case happened to me, but Asali Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman did not let me get married. Basically, 24 months becomes a bright line rule, no matter what, across the board. So the Gemara says, really, V'eni, is that really true that Rav Nachman passing this way, that he did not permit this woman to get married within 24 months of the birth of a child, even if the child died or she was weaned or it was a wet nurse? So the Gemara says, how is that possible? Then we have the following case, that Rav Nachman shara luhu lebei reish galusa. Rav Nachman permitted the woman, the Almanos, who lived in the reish galusa's house to get married within 24 months after the birth of the child, because they had these wet nurses. So Gemara says, no. Shani beirish galuta delo hajibahu. Yeah, because when you hire a wet nurse in the reish bathhouse of the reish galusa, they're not quitting on you. So you don't have to worry about it. But if an individual, a stop person, hires a wet nurse, who says after that the wet nurse doesn't go for 24 months? Maybe the wet nurse will say, I'm done. I'm out of here. And that's it.
What?
Contract. So sue her for breach of contract. But no, bottom line is, she's not doing it.
Who says the new husband's going to pay for the wet nurse?
What?
I'm saying it's a pay.
She's already paid for. She paid for it. She paid for it. Yeah, she paid for it.
You know, month by month or day by week.
I don't know what the contract says. We'll draw up a contract for a wet nurse, and that will be the contract.
So she had to pay for 24 months
to do it. So the Gemara says.
Yeah, that sounds ridiculous. Because let's say the kid, you know, can't guarantee the kid's going to stay up with this nurse for 24.
That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. That's what.
The kid may say I had enough. The kid may say anything.
That's exactly the point. So therefore, you can outside of the house of the Reish Galusa, it's not an option. You still can't get married within 24 months, because who says the wet nurses is going to continue for the 24 months?
Right. So
that's why you cannot. So Amrli Ahisafta B'Didi Habu Uvda V'Asli Rav Nachman. It was Asr. Only in the house of the Reish Galusa, where there's a guarantee that the wet nurse won't disappear, can you get married within 24 months. But outside the house of the Reish Galusa, the 24 month rule applies, even if you hire a wet nurse.
Now what happens? She has to nurse, and she can't nurse if she's gone.
So, you know. I have to figure that out. That's a good question. Amrli Rav Papi. So Rav Papi then says to, I guess to, this was Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, who said this, right? He said to them, Va'atun, and you, lo tizbru meha? Like, what was going on? Did you not? Why did you want to paskin and say that she get married right away? Do you not hold of the following brisa? The Tanya, we have the following verse that says, Haresha Haisa Redufa Leilich Lebeis Aviyah. The following case is that, this is talking about Havchana. We say that you have to, after divorce or death, in order for the woman to marry somebody else, you have to wait 3 months. So the Gemara is going to bring, the Bryce brings out a whole list of cases where it would have been impossible for the baby to have been from the first husband. And nevertheless, you still have to make Havchana. They don't make a distinction. It's a bright line rule. So you have the bright line rule there, you have the bright line rule here. What was your Havamina? So they said, Tanya, Hareshai Redufa Leilech Lebeis Aviyah. She was basically living in her father's house. Oshayla Kas Beis Baila. Or there was real Katata in their house and there was no way that there was Tashmish. Oshahaita Baila Chavush Beis Asur, and her husband was in jail. No conjugal visits. Oh, and he died there. Oshayla Shalach Baila, he didn't say Yom, he went away and he died there. O Shalach Baila, Zakein Ocholia, he was old, he was infirm. O Shaisa Karor, she was known to be barren. O Zakein, or she was old, or she was an idleness, or she was a katana who couldn't have baby. Vahama Pelas Achar Mises Baila, or she already had she had a miscarriage after her husband died. So it's clear that the pregnancy now is from the new husband. She had a hysterectomy. She was impossible. Nevertheless, despite all these facts, they all have to wait 3 months. Rabbi Meir, there's the words of Meir. Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi said it was Mutter. Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Meir, Gzeirosa. We pass like Rabbi Meir when it comes to Gzeiros. So too by us, there should be a distinction. How did you even have a Halamina to make this distinction and say that, oh, the husband died, the baby was weaned, we don't need the 24 months? So the Papa Rav Huna basically said, there's some intellectual honesty, and they said, Lo Adatin, we didn't know this. We didn't know this, Brisa. Now that you showed it to us, we're wrong. Fine, fair answer. Behilchasa, and what's the halacha? The halacha is, though, mace, if the baby dies, it's mutter to get married within 24 months. But gimmal too, if she's weaned, then it's usser, because maybe she, I think the chashash over here is that maybe she would wean him too soon in order to try to get married. But Marbar Ashi Amar Afilu Meis Nami Usser. Even if the baby dies, it's also usser to get married, preventative, because this is crazy. Dilma Kutaleva Azlava Minsiba. Maybe she'll kill the baby because she wants to get married, so she'll smother her baby in order to get married. So therefore we tell her, you can't get married anyway for the 24 months, so don't even have the Havmina to smother your baby. So the Gemara says, because that really happened, there was this case where the baby was strangled. The Gemara says, well, no, that's not a legitimate concern, because Tahi Shota Havi, that was a crazy woman. She was certifiable. We all know that. The psychologist came to court and testified that she was not aware. The law of the Inish Nashi, the Chankam Ben Nahu. Women are not prone to strangle their children. So basically, according to this, Meis Mutter Kimulatu is Usser. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Haresha Nasnu La Bein Lahanik. Let's say you have a woman who's been hired to nurse. She's hired to nurse. Harezo Lo Taniki Mo Lo Benav Lo Ben Chaverta. She's hired as a wet nurse. She can nurse one baby at a time. You can't hire yourself out with more than one baby. You can't hire yourself out to nurse somebody and then nurse your child as well. And Paska Kima Ocheles Harbe. Even if the mother of the whoever hired her says, I'll give you some food and only give a little amount, she still has to eat a lot. But also Lo Tochalimo Dvarim Harayim Lachalav. You can't obviously eat anything that would harm the milk. So Gemara says, wait a second. If she cannot nurse her own child with this child that she was hired to nurse, then right? Hashta Binaa Marta Lo Ben Chaverta Miboyi. And her another child. Well, you have to tell me. Of course, you can't.
Well, what's the lucky? You can't supplement. If you hire a wet nurse, you as a mother can't.
No, the wet nurse can't nurse somebody else.
Oh, the wet nurse.
Right. So mahu detema. You might have thought binahu that only by your own child is the chayis alayu that she has rachmanim. Obviously, she doesn't kill the baby. She has rachmanis on the baby. So she's going to nurse that baby more, and therefore it'll be a problem for the one that she was hired for. Aval ben chaverta, but another non relative. E lav da habile mosa lo havi mamatzile. That if she doesn't have enough. She won't take on the job, Kamash Malan, that even the Ben Chaverta is usher to nurse if she's hired for baby A, she can't nurse baby B. And also says, Paska Kima Ocheles Harbe, if they only gave her a small amount of food when they hired her, she still has to eat a lot. So Mehecha, where does she get it? Amar of Sheshes Mishala. She has to, it's her own expenditures. Make sure you do a good negotiation. Part of your obligation when you're a wet nurse is to eat a lot. So make sure you negotiate food as well, because if you didn't, then it's on you.
Or ask for more.
Right, so make the negotiation. So lo tochal imo dvarim harayim. You can't eat things that are not healthy for the milk. So my ninhu, one of these things, help me out with the article maybe. Amar kahana kigon kishus, which I think means hops. Chaziz is some sort of sprouts. V'dug and pitanim, small fish. The adama, which I believe is clay. Abai amar afilu kara, which is a gourd. The chavusha, I think it means a quince, right?
Quince.
All right. Rav Papa Amar Afilu Kara U Kufra. I don't know what Kara is. Kufra is, Rashi says, are these small dates. What's a Kara?
Palm shoots.
Palm shoots. Okay. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Kamcha, which I believe is this Kumcha. right? It's this kutach, which is this kutach. You can't eat the harsuna. And harsuna is some sort of fried fish, right? It's fried in their brine. All these things she should not eat. Why? Because minayu pasi chalava, some of them cause the milk to cease, or minayu achri chalava, some of them cause the milk to be a little bit disgusting. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll stop here on the two dots, four lines from the bottom. Everybody have a good day. Everyone have a chag kosher v'sameach. Again, we learned today's daf is Eicha Nishmas from Shmuel ben Rav Meir, who's Rav Shmuel ben Rav David, whose yurt site is today.